Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I.
Okay, Pastor, you lie.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Bone Christian Smith in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I'd like to welcome everyone to the call tonight. And I want to thank Pastor Nathan Hill for allowing us to this call to be available. And we got some very special guests on tonight, and we got some folks that's doing very well in our organization called One Coin, and that's going to be the subject of tonight's call, how you can make money and how your money can make money. And first of all, I want to see if the young lady that sponsored me into One Coin, I want to bring her up because I thank her every day for sharing this opportunity with me back in November of last year. And she introduced me to Dr. Breakthrough and Maurice Katz, and they agreed to come to Myrtle Beach and get me jump started. And I invited Dr. Bob Matthews and Steve Shulin, and we got a fast forward team, a big team. And if Miss Beverly Washington is out there from Santa Monica, California, I'd like for her to come forward and kind of share her story and say what you please. Well, I would like to, Beverly. Are you there?
She didn't hit one. I don't know. She got to hit one because that's about to put everybody live. Is Beverly just hit one for me? There she go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
Wonderful. Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day and evening. I'm super excited about this opportunity. I'm super excited to be able to work with you, James Bone Crusher Smith. We've been friends for many years. And in actuality, I sent you the last text was Thanksgiving when I sent you and said, my money has doubled. And I've been telling you about it. I'll never forget it as long as I live. Thanksgiving of 2015 was an incredibly beautiful day for me. I shared this opportunity with you many times, and I understand sometimes timing is not good, but you have to keep pursuing, never give up, always knowing that if there's something really sensational, at some point you don't want somebody you care about, friends, family, or acquaintance, to miss out on something that could be life-changing. Why? Because it's changing my life, and I like to share. If there's something great and wonderful, I like to share it. And thank God when I said my money has doubled, something about that message caught his attention. I need to send that to everybody. He's like, okay, Beverly, what is it? I says, now, when I get started, let me just completely tell you what's going on here with no interruption or anything. He did, and thank God he got fired up, and he's been excited ever since, and I'm so grateful. Let you know, God is so good. Amen. And he, like he said, he shared this opportunity with some other individuals, you know, that came on board, Dr. Bob, Steve Shulin, I spoke to today, fantastic gentleman here. And Grover, my God, I mean, the conversation was incredible. So to know that this is, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm in Santa Monica, California. They're on the East Coast. They're building a team on the East Coast, and I'm so jealous because they're together as a team, working together, learning together, making money together. It's beautiful. And so much excitement is happening with this company to know that you can go to bed, have a certain amount of money in your account, and wake up from a penny to 50 cents to whatever, and it's doubled. I came on board, it was $1.61 a coin. I think as of today, it's close to $7. Just powerful. And then we came on board. I've been plugging in. The key to success, I know the champion will tell you this. He couldn't have became the heavyweight champion of the world sitting down. He had to get up, apply himself. He's written a fantastic book, Just Get Mad. What does that stand for? Make a decision. He wants to be a champion, then that means you got to do something. You got to act on it, you know. And so I'm so proud of him, so excited. He is the heavyweight champion of the world, always will be. And he has so many fantastic fundraiser programs that's going on. Was it June 17th and 18th in Myrtle Beach? You know, the whole gang is coming there to celebrate his golf tournament. And just so much great stuff. Now he's going to do a movie on him. The man got a lot going on. So we're fired up to be able to work with him. And the gentleman that he brought on also, Steve Schulin, is getting ready to fly to London because we're having a big world event in London and Wilmington, the same place the heavyweight champion boxed at. They're having a big event. Tens of thousands of people around the world are coming to this event. So it's just sensational. Just sensational. Dr. Ruja is magnificent. She's brilliant, and she's beautiful inside and out. So we're very fortunate to be working with her. So it's incredible. James is a champ, and I've been plugging into a lot of the different calls, you know, because I want the right information with the right people, because there's haters out there, which everybody knows that exists in the world, but we shine the light of brightness and love and prosperity and the real truth of what's happening with this magnificent company. So I plug in on the YouTube videos that's linked to our company and to other leaders that's within our group. I get on all the live conference calls because this is an enormous amount of information. So it's like trying to catch up with a Learjet or eat an elephant. It's impossible. You want to take tiny little bites, you know, a little bit every day, and I engage every single day. That's why my posture is fantastic. I believe in this company. The integrity is impeccable. Just incredible. I got a chance to hop on a call with Tory Bailey. He gives it Monday through Friday. He gives calls, and I've been able to plug in on that. I mean, I'm engaged. I'm not sure if Tory Bailey was able to get on the call, but just yesterday on his call, he got a chance to interview the heavyweight champion of the world, and it was a moving moment for me as well as so many other people. I've gotten such good feedback, how everybody was so excited about that call that he did, you know. So hopefully he's on the call today, as like Bone Crusher said, as a special guest, and perhaps he can, you know, share with us how this company is helping him and his family. Are you there, Tory?
Tory didn't hit one, and I'm not sure which number.
How about reaching out to both of them?
Reach out to both of them?
Yeah.
All right, that Tory? Okay, this Tory? One of them got the seat. Tory? 615-709? It's 615-672.
Beverly, you have his number written down.
I think that's his number.
And he got to unmute his phone. He has to unmute his phone.
Yeah,
and
he
pushed one,
He didn't push
press
one. Oh, wait a minute. He must have pressed one, but I had him live. Tori, you live.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Tori.
Hey.
Welcome to the call, Tory. And I want to tell you again that I certainly enjoyed being on your call the other night, other day. And I want to repay the invitation for you to be part of my call tonight. And thank you for being here. And I don't know a whole lot about you, but I know you're a leader with one coin. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that you're here to share your story with us tonight. Tory, take it away.
James, thank you. I'm glad I made it on here. Guys, I'm sorry about that delay. I was pushing a button, and I was so excited to talk to the champ tonight. I might have pushed it one too many times, but here we are. Guys, I am privileged and honored to be here. Happy to share this with you guys tonight, everyone that's on the call. I was diligently sending out messages to invite my friends and my team members to this call because I'm so happy that it was going on. I also want to just share with you folks that Mr. Bonecrusher Smith is exactly right. We've never made acquaintance, but I do feel like I'm connected to the gentleman because he's made decisions in his life recently that are similar to ones that I've made. I've done my homework. I already knew the man's name as soon as Beverly Washington shared it with me. I said, I know exactly who that is because I had seen you on the sports screen so many times and admired you. You know, any athlete that was accomplishing anything at that level is just is powerful to me because I was an athlete as well. I did get injured, and it ended my career. I changed direction at that point in my life. And but always have admired athletes that reach the highest level of competition, and James Bonecrusher Smith is that kind of an individual. So I was proud to have him and honored to have him on the call with us. We had a lot of response that day. People were excited to talk to the champ. It was awesome to be able to ask some questions about some of the old bouts and have some of the stories back and forth. But the important reason we're here, and that's why Beverly and I are connected, and so many great people around the world are connecting. And I want to start with this tonight, everyone. We're international business people, okay? We are now international business people. And one thing I was thinking that I wanted to share with folks tonight is that I personally am taking the initiative one of the places that I've always wanted to live was England anyway, and because I'm an international business person, I'm taking the initiative to have myself a post office box over there, a security box over there. There's nothing in it yet, but there's a reason why I'm pointing that out, and if folks have been in this disruption for a while, get back with the person that sponsored you, and they'll let you know just why I'm saying that I'm doing that. But James, you shared with me the other day about setting goals, and you've reached a lot of those amazing goals in your life, and that's why I'm admirous of you. And the fact that you're a humble man and that you're a personable fella and that you're right here with us, you know, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, doing the work, putting in the hours, putting in the heart. I mean, I heard your heart the other day on that phone, and that's why I was compelled to share that story about Ali with you, and we can revisit that if we've got time tonight, but I want to keep it on point here and let you have direction here and guide this call where you'd like it to go. But just one more thing I want to point out before we pass it back and forth here a little bit, just kind of conversate. We are international business folks. This disruption has changed our life. My family has seen changes in our income and in our finances that we never thought were possible, and it's because we've engaged in international business with the fastest growing company of all time, folks. If you haven't heard of it, it's probably because a certain portion of the business community would rather you not hear of it, because it's going to change payments and savings and spending as we know it. Guys, we're already affiliated with MasterCard and Visa. We're already about to open a platform that's going to tie us into world economics. It's going to tie us into world e-commerce platform. It's not launched yet. I'm not prematurely announcing anything. I'm nobody special to be sharing that. That stuff will come from corporate. But I'm telling you what's in the rumor mill. Now, we don't know what the e-commerce platform will be, but ultimately that's where we're going. We've got a spendable, what's recognized in some areas as commodity and others as actual currency. Guys, that's because they're trying to get a hold on. This has happened so fast. And much like in the music industry when Napster changed the game, this is happening so fast in the world of finance and money that the whole world is trying to, and you know what they're trying to understand? The blockchain. It's a technology that's superior to anything else out there right now as far as safety, as far as efficiency, and very, very, you know, matter of seconds. I've seen sums of value, and we like to talk about value now because if we're talking about money, we're talking about paper, and that's worthless. That's lost 94% of its value in the past couple of decades, and that's not something worth calling money, but that's what we still refer to as money. But let's talk about value for a minute. this is the place where you want to transition the portion of your value. That's what's got the fam so excited. That's what's got us so excited. That's what's got Miss Beverly Washington so excited, and so many people just like us that have all been in this together. We've all seen the mismanagement, the greed, the mishandling of money. And you know what? That's okay. Your value is your soul, your spirit, your skills, your experiences. It's your talent, it's your energy, it's your time. Shouldn't you be rewarded of something of value for that, folks? You know, we don't want to go out and start explaining the type of encryption we use tonight. That's for a later discussion, and you may be making money with this disruption before you ever even understand that. I have. I think a few others have, too. But I'm thrilled to be involved because of the caliber of people and relationships I'm building. I'm thrilled to be involved because of the changes I have, literally seeing changes in our own household. And I'll just give you guys a little bit of background. I told you I was in sports. Well, when I made that change, I went for music. That's why I found myself in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't mind sharing that I had a disagreement with my producers at Sony one night, and a tentative agreement that might have landed me a record deal, and I might have already known the world stage, but fate wasn't having it that way. God was looking out for me in a different kind of way, and he led me down a different path. And I've been involved in companies of a similar nature. Don't make the mistake of saying to your friend when you're trying to explain this, well, it's kind of like one of those home-based businesses, like, you know, your wife sells that makeup. No, it's really nothing like that. Chances are that company that your wife may have worked for a time will be exchanging their products and services for the value that's going to be parked in this system. And if you want to learn about it, you need to spend some more time with the person that invited you here to get that done. But just to be invited to your call tonight, Champ, is amazing for me. And again, I told you I'd share that story if Ali again with my father, if you'd like, or just whatever topic you'd like to cover. I like to be mindful and respectful of people's time. And sometimes people want to call me and say you're a teacher. Well, I've never thought of myself as a teacher. And some people say I get onto the realm of preaching, and I don't think I'm worthy of that. But I tell you who I'm trying to reach is myself. Most likely when you folks hear me sharing, they're hearing me try to basically remind myself. You know, when I talk about humbleness or humility, when I recognize that in others, it's because I need to reach people like that, so it brings it out of me. And I know that makes me better at what I'm doing. It makes me feel better about myself as a person. And when I surround myself with people that are excited to be alive and thrive, and they're not in the gloom and doom and problems, not solutions. Guys, this is a solution. This is a payment solution, but it goes even bigger. Champ, I'll go into this. Just bear with me or chime in anytime you need to and interrupt me, but I'm on a flow, and that's how I go. But this goes back for me further than that, and some of you have heard me share this. If you're new, I'll just briefly touch on it. Most of our lives were already decided in some capacity. I mean, obviously, in the Lord's eye, we knew he knew every hair on our head before we were ever here. But let's just say that based on what economy, what society, what nation, what family you're born into, you've got some things already decided for you. And when a system is so radically malfunctioning and just so out of proportion to what it should be, your life, it's not about blame. You guys fall into that. If I've fallen into it, I have to break free of it all the time to want to blame somebody for the situation. I don't want to blame anybody, but when I look back at what's been going on with money, when I look back at what's been going on with lives and people, and not just in my own backyard. I mean, there's struggles, you know, a county away, most likely from somebody where you're living. You go one county over, one street up, a couple of towns over, you'll see poverty in its worst form. But guys, it's not just that way here. It's all around the world, and it's even worse in the bankless societies. It's even worse where people can't get a loaf of bread, a pound of meat, or anything to eat. Because why? Well, the oppressive system that controls the what is money, not value. We'll always remember that, guys. And more is not always more. You know, when you're talking about south of the border, you may have 10,000 pieces of their currency called peso. However, you don't have much value in that money. Doesn't it make sense that we go to a crypto value, that a digital value that can be encrypted? And we want to say that word encryption. It just means safety, folks. Don't worry about it, because it's not the crypt that we're going to go and rest our vessel in when our soul travels on. We're not talking about that crypt. We're talking about encryption. We're talking about something deep, but we're talking about something coded mathematically. Human mind could not figure it out. It takes massive computers. And in the early part of this disruption, people could have done it on a laptop. There's still people that will tell you a fib and say that you could earn this value on a laptop. You can't. You need a massive computer. You need air conditions the size of a factory. And we're letting you participate. The reason why these people are so excited, I'm so excited, we wake up and we find we've earned some value, is because there's a lady with a 200-plus IQ that's allowing us the privilege to participate in a cooperative international business sharing as we transition to this new form of value, savings, and spending. I want to touch on one more topic, spending. You got to have a stack of cash at your house. Think again. Again, we shared with you earlier, I shared with you, it's 94% worthless anyway from what it was supposed to be when we were on a gold standard. So if you're hoarding it at home, you're not part of plugged into the economy. And so in a sense, that hoarding of cash, you're taught to save it, not spend it. What you actually hurt the economy, because if money's not moving, it's devaluing. That's economics 101. We probably should have learned that in home ec, but there was boys that didn't want to. They had sewing going on in there, and these boys were interested in baseball or something like, you know, woodworking there, or maybe sciences or something of that nature. They didn't want to go to home ec, but very little bit of this is taught in school. And that is why it is of the utmost importance that we get our minds rearranged, that we open our minds and get our minds rearranged with the education that's provided with these packages. And, you know, I can get passionate about this and I can go on, but I want to pause for a minute. I want to allow Beverly or James to come back in here. I've covered a good amount of information, and if you guys want to kind of bring me back down to center here, if we'd like to focus in on a different topic. But that's in a nutshell. You know, Dr. Stanley Harris says it so well. You know, you get a package and eventually earn some money. While you're earning, you're going to be learning. Number two, you get a bigger package, you earn even more. And the Breakthrough Money School teaches you, if you just point through to this disruption, you will earn even bigger. Just by pointing to this disruption, showing folks how to get here and how to get started on the account of their own.
Tori.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is James. When did you actually get started with OneCoin?
James, I started with a very small package back in like August, September of last year. It was the smallest package the company offered. And I've had leaders advise me not to share that, but that's just me being honest. I could not get a bigger package, James. I've been on the road being a singer-songwriter. Remember I told you I came to Nashville and lost a deal? I didn't quit.
Yeah.
I kept going. I kept going on my own. And it's been hard with no money. So I've entertained this notion of multi-level marketing or home-based business, direct selling, referral selling. I've been doing that to keep myself alive, along with a lot of other things, tending windows, detailing cars. I got I'm a jack of a few trades. But I've always liked people, like Beverly said, and sharing with people. So back in August, I had been doing another company similar to this type of a pay structure. But back in August, I got a small package. You can get bigger packages, folks, because exponentially the values, that the way that they pay out, the way the value builds, it's fair from small to big. But you need to go as big as you can. But I'll go from that. So about, man, they woke us up and said we had a value increase. Like, what is that? Well, the single coin value went up. Well, cool, what does that mean to me? Well, I went and looked at my account. I did the math, the simple multiplication of what the coin was worth times how many I had. James, I had made $1,000 pretty near. And I said, man, I can deal with this. This is working. My little money turned into a – so I took that money and I put another 1,000 back in it. And that was the best I could do at the time. And lo and behold, you know, you fast forward to January – when I actually really got started and I saw Bob Byram and Maurice Katz and Sal Leto and Dr. Stanley Harris and some fine leaders, Carl Wilk, Kevin Foster, Greg Knox, Shannon McCarty, Sarah McGee. My dad even got on stage that day, and my mama, they had made Ruby rank. And it was tearful joy. But that was just January. Now you go February, March, January, February, March, April, May. Here we are at May, and we have hit the ground running for 6 months now, you might say. We've been in a little longer, but see, James, we were stubborn and broke. We couldn't see it clear. When you got problems, debts, aggravation, the stresses of life, you know, little pain creeps up on you from an old car crash or an old football injury, and man, it's hard to get passionate that day. But I guess Mr. Balboa, the character, said it best. You got to keep getting knocked down, and it's not about how many times you get, it's how many times you keep getting up after getting that hard knocked down, and you know about that. And that's why I am magnetized to people like you. But yeah, we didn't come big, but we've made. And I don't mind sharing this. And my results are no promise of the results that someone could have that are listening here. But I'm telling you, there's still room for growth. But I have made approximately $20,000 just on my coin value and put near $10,000 spendable money by transitioning to a new style of account and sharing it with others. My folks have done 3 to 5 times that, and it's literally changed our life. And it only has been about a half a year's efforts.
So you would encourage a new person that's taking a look at it for the first time or just getting started. I think being coachable is a great thing, and not try to do it by yourself. Kind of lean on your upline, your sideline, your downline, and it's a team effort. Would you agree?
Amen to that. Don't stop if that leader is busy. That's a good thing. You know, when I used to try to get people to hear my music and they couldn't talk to me, man, it would crush me, and I would go back home. And I would give up for weeks on end and just not even write a song or not try. You've got to have somebody you're accountable that's accountable to you, and you're accountable to them. You got to team up with folks. People got to feel connected. There's a lot to take in, and it's better when it's coming from more than one source. It makes it more legitimate. Bones, you gave such a great reference of how to do a three-way the other day and third-party endorsement. You got to have that support, but you can't quit if that upline is busy. And I'll take the opportunity right now to tell my group that's on here, guys, if you join us tonight and I haven't caught your call, it's because I am literally, and my voice recording even says this, I am busier than I've ever been, and I'm building the biggest cryptocurrency disruption in the world. I will call you ASAP. And they know. Anybody that hangs around me long enough knows that they got to stay after me. But if they don't, you know what else? Every day we do a call. And you get a different discussion. I don't. It's not a stale old recycle rah rah. Buy some of my soap powder or my feel good lotion, and everything's going to be great because you're paying me. That's not the kind of call we do. The kind of calls we do, we're reaching out and feeling like we're changing lives. We can feel the spirits on the other end of these calls. We're sharing information that's changing lives. We're seeing growth that's changing lives. Every day you can plug in. I've got a call at 10 a.m. Central Time. Margie Scott's got a call with Sandy Davis and Liz Forbes right after that. You know, our buddy down in Texas, Steve Gottberg, he's got a really professional 10-minute overview call live every day about 1 p.m. Central Time. Now, I just pose this challenge. Invite your cousin, sister, neighbor, brother, friend, church member, kid plays on the softball team with your daughter, whoever, to come to coffee at Starbucks or Panera or whatever little hot spot, Sonic, get a milkshake, whatever you need to do. Get them there right about the time Steve's going to have that call and tell them you're about to lay something on them. You didn't want it. You're not trying to impose on them, but you're a good friend of theirs, and they've been a good friend of you a long time, and you had to share this. And it's only going to be about 10 minutes. And this guy's a pro in the industry that he's working in. Listen to what he has to say real quick. He will say something that will prompt them to want to do something more. You know, if you can, I schedule my appointments around that. you know, or when I can go see somebody. If you miss that, hey, Monday, there's a national call on. Bob Byram and Kevin Foster are going to be on there, give you the latest updates. And believe me, you might go to a humdrum job every day and sit in a cubicle, or you might step into a ring and box, you know, for profit, or you might, whatever your gridiron is, you can stop in the middle of your day and pick up on this call, and if you do, it's going to profit you. You know, really, that's all it comes down to.
Well, you know, we're at the bottom of the hour. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and you have some very inspiring and educational words that you share with us, and I'm so excited to have you part of the call. And do you have any questions for me?
James, I want to know if there's anything, you know, that you need from me. I want to help, but I just want to know what – you know, you and my dad are like kindred spirits. And do you have kids, or do you have a son or a daughter of your own? Or
yes, I have two daughters and a stepson, and they're going to be at in Myrtle Beach in a couple of weeks on the 17th and 18th, and I'm going to be inducted into the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. I created this. And we're going to induct seven other people, and they're going to be here to witness that. And hopefully you plan to come, and your team are welcome to come. And I just want to say at this time, I know I got a couple guys, more people that we're just not going to be able to get them on the call tonight. But I just do want to say I want to invite the One Corn family to be part of the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. And we're selling bricks. You know, we're doing different things to raise money. But once we get the money raised that we need, we're gonna have a one coin room in there. We're gonna have I have friends that's in the NBA and NFL and Major League Baseball. We're gonna have a room for those people too. And we just want people to be part of it and share and come and enjoy what we have.
So I can't, you know, that's a question I want to ask you. If we want to be there, and I want to take some special time to kind of meet your family and spend some time. I would definitely like to be there. We're going to plan to be there and support that, James. But
okay.
The question I want to ask you is this. I want to ask you to reach out to my dad, because I know you guys have been down some of the same roads. And it's these personal relationships that mean so much to us in these kind of – so I just want to ask that you guys take a chance to maybe kinder a friendship, and I'm hoping it might be good for both of you.
Fantastic. If you want me to call him, just text me his number, and I'll call him, and I'll invite him to the – where do he live?
Well, we're all here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. I don't mind sharing this. James, I'm middle-aged, but I'm back with my parents living at home after a divorce and financial struggles. But you know what? This one-coin disruption is going to help me change that. It already is.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the heart. But, yeah, we're right here in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll reach out to him.
Fantastic. Man, I appreciate you so much. And I didn't realize you had other guests on tonight. I got in a flow, man. So I want to apologize to them for running long, but like when I get on this, man, it gets me. It's the biggest change I've ever seen in my life. It goes back to those generations ago, like I said.
You did very well, and I'll be with Dr. Bob and Steve tomorrow. So we're together all the time. Steve Shiver, he hosts a meeting every Tuesday noon, 12 noon, and. Dr. Bob, we talk all the time, so we're good. We're all good, and we're really excited about having you on the call tonight. And Pastor Hill, do you have anything you'd like to share?
I tell you, we had a lot of people on the call tonight. We got people all over.
He's a powerful guy, man, a powerful leader. So you, Tori, you going to London?
Man, I'm gonna miss London. I've got some friends, some musician friends, and some friends I've known a long time over there, and I'm hoping they're gonna meet up with some of our people. I know that they tried to get tickets and different things. I'm not gonna be there. I've actually been asked to come to Chicago, and Miss Sherry Hillard Pierce asked me to attend that. Maybe give a little. They're gonna have to put. They tell me to pump my brakes They tell me pump my brakes, I'll get off the stage. That's all they got to tell me. Pump my brakes, and I can tie it in a nice bow on it, like Tom McMurrin says, and I can resolve it. But they've asked me to speak up there, so I'm gonna go meet some new friends up there.
I understand where they're having that international conference in Wembley Arena. You know, that's where I fought Frank Bruno. I knocked him out in the 10th round. And I fought at that place in 1984, many years ago.
Man, what was that like? What is that like to step into a place that just you only could have dreamed of that as a kid? And then you're there. What is that like?
Well, that was a wild and crazy time. And I'm going to share this story, and then we got to hop off. Okay. When I fought Frank Bruno, he was 27 and over, 27 knockouts. He had knocked out everybody he had fought. And he was a big, tall, strong guy, and it was a scary situation. I fought him late at night there so we could show it live on NBC in America. And that was a main event fight, and he was winning the fight. I mean, he beat me. He was going to win the fight, and all he had to do is move around. But he came to me the last round and to knock me out because he had knocked somebody out. And I turned that left hook over from somewhere in the 10th round, and I just kept firing shots, and he fell down, and I fell on top of him, and so he couldn't get up.
And you know what?
And the next fight, man, I was in Las Vegas fighting Larry Holmes for the heavyweight championship of the world. They had promised him to fight, but I took his place. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, again, thanks a lot, and we'll catch you guys next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Y'all welcome to be part of my call anytime.
Amen to that, man. Bless your home. Bless your family. Love y'all. Please, guys, let's support this call. This gentleman is an internationally known celebrity, and we are international business, folks. We are an international business, and we are in the fastest-growing business in the world. Let's stick together. Let's lock arms. I'm proud to be in business with you, Bone Crusher. Really am.
All right, thanks a lot. Same here. Y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir. Blessings on all your ventures, man. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.